listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Here's a phrase I want you to think about. Do not destroy. You'll see what I mean when I read to you now from 1 Samuel chapter 26, verses 9 and 10, which read, "But David said to Abishai, 'Do not destroy him, for who can stretch out his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless?' David said furthermore, 'As the Lord lives, the Lord shall strike him, or his days shall come to die, or he shall go out to battle and perish.'" For many years, David lived as a hunted man, one step ahead of King Saul, the king's servants, and the king's soldiers. There was a royal conspiracy to kill him, and it seemed that murdering David was more important to Saul than anything else. Earlier, in 1 Samuel chapter 24, David had the perfect opportunity to kill Saul. David refused to kill the king or to let his men kill the king, saying that he would not dare to murder the man God anointed king of Israel. When David showed Saul that he had the chance to kill him, but he spared his life, Saul was amazed and felt guilty. He knew that David was merciful and righteous, and it made Saul look cruel and wicked. He asked David to forgive him. Saul repented, but it didn't last long. Soon he was out hunting David again, trying to kill him. Then something amazing happened. David had another chance to kill King Saul. We might think that David had more righteous reason than ever to kill Saul with this second chance. Saul went back on a previous promise to leave David alone. In David's position, many of us would say, "I showed love and I let him off once before. I'm full of love, but I'm not stupid. Saul had the chance for mercy. Now I'll give him justice." David did not do that. Instead, he told his companion Abishai, "Do not destroy him, for who can stretch out his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless?" It wasn't that David thought that Saul was right. David knew more than anyone that Saul was deeply in sin. But David knew that even a sinning Saul was still the anointed king over Israel. That would only change when God changed it. David would not stretch out his hand against the Lord's anointed. David said this, "The Lord shall strike him, or his days shall come to die, or he shall go out to battle and perish." You see, David knew that it wasn't hard for God to kill Saul. The Lord was more than able to destroy Saul at any time. Every breath Saul took was a gift from God. The Lord could allow a wicked man to kill Saul at any time. And when it came to striking down an anointed king of Israel, God did not need the help of a godly, righteous man like David. Romans chapter 12, verse 19 tells us, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord." If vengeance belongs to God, it does not belong to us. So we are to love our enemies and never repay evil done to us with evil against our enemy. David used an interesting phrase when he spoke to his friend Abishai. He said, "Do not destroy him." Now later in the book of Psalms, there are three Psalms of David. They happen to be Psalm 57, 58, and 59, that are set to a tune, "Do not destroy." Those Psalms all seem to be from these years of David's life. And it seems that he wrote a piece of music, a tune titled "Do Not Destroy," and he decided to set the words of those three Psalms to the music of that tune. Friends, it's a very difficult thing to leave vengeance up to God. But if we will do this in faith, God will fill our life with his music, and we'll want to take that tune into our future and walk with Him. It's always worth it to do things God's way, and we can ask Him for the wisdom and strength to set our heart in that direction. We can ask God to give us the strength to do things His way and ask Him to do it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.